A positive move for U.S. beef. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
The bottom line is it's good for our cattlemen if we can establish a good trade on our beef.
The news coming that after 13 years, China will once again allow the import of U.S. beef has had a positive reaction with cattle markets. And Tennessee Livestock Producers General Manager Darrell Alshai says that's a good sign for the cattle industry given the declining market in the past couple of years.
Beef cattle markets in Tennessee, we have seen a decline of somewhere in the area of from 48 to 54% in the prices of beef cattle. And since we've had some success with our export markets, we're starting to see an increase in the price. And again, it's more of a stabilizing factor, and it's good for us. It helps us. It helps with the balance of trade for our country.
University of Tennessee Livestock Marketing Specialist Dr. Andrew Griffith says even though China has some restrictions to U.S. beef, the new market is good news for cattle producers.
It's going to have positive impacts on everybody. In the end, will we end up producing more beef in this country? That'd be yet to be seen. But it's definitely going to help prices in the short term. And as the market reaches some equilibrium, trade will shift around and hopefully we'll be at a higher level.
Beef cattle production in Tennessee is one of the state's top agricultural commodities, and cattle are produced in all 95 counties. And there's no doubt that there's a strong value to the U.S. beef product, and other countries know that.
And so I think it's positive for our market. It's positive for our beef cattle producers in Tennessee and the Southeast. And overall, it'll be good for our industry, regardless of whether it's China or whichever country it may be. But anytime we can stabilize and move exports out of this country, it's good for our markets.
For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.